So why don't you go ahead, and I'm really curious about what's going on as we approach the election tomorrow. What's it like on North Segregation Death Row?
Well, you know, there's some apprehension, and, you know, people are, you know, talking about it, looking forward to seeing how the election, you know, turns out. And, you know, you have all different kinds of moods from people not really thinking that it's going to pass, and some people who are really looking forward to it passing. And so,
are there heated discussions, or is it pretty?
No, heated discussions.
And what have you noticed? Any, you mentioned before that there's more guards walking the gunner rails.
Yeah, that just started today, and kind of our big concern is if they're going to be walking at night every half hour, because sometimes they'll wake you up, and so it'd be really rough if we got woken up every half hour at night.
What does it mean to have a guard walk a gunner rail?
The gun rail is on one side, and you can just, you know, walk up and down. He's separated by the bars and the screen.
And do they? What do? They just look in on you? They flash a light, or
yeah.
They have a flashlight.
At nighttime they do that. During the day, it's plenty of light, so they don't need a flashlight.
But what's the impact on the population in the cells when they walk by? It's just somebody walking.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
Well, you know, oftentimes if you get woke up, that can be very annoying.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes, like, I sleep with my hand over my eye, and or sometimes I wrap a T-shirt around my eyes so I don't, you know, see the light get flashed in my eye. And and different officers are, you know, some are, will point the light right into your eye, and others will point it on the ceiling. So, you know, it's just kind of one of those things that makes sleeping, you know, a little bit harder, that's all.
So what do you know at this point about what's going to happen? Let's say Proposition 34 passes. What have they told you about?
Well, that's the thing. They haven't told us anything. We have no idea. We don't know if we're going to be here 2 weeks or 6 months or a year. We don't know what's going to really happen. I think they're waiting until it happens, and then they'll, you know, discuss it and tell us their plans. But for right now, we have no idea.
So tell, how long have you been on death row?
I've been up here in North Seg for 17 years and another 7 years in East Block, so that's 24 years.
And that must, I mean, you must have, after 17 years in that cell living on North Seg, you must feel pretty settled into what your life is like.
Sure. It's, you know, it's kind of boring, but you know exactly what's going to happen. There's very few surprises.
So does this feel to you like, if Proposition 34 passes, that it's a relief because you know the state will not ever execute you?
I think that'll be the case, because I can tell you one thing that I did go through, and I had skin cancer, and so I had to go to the hospital and get operated on. And what was weird, it was in the operating room, the table looked just like an execution thing with the arm sticking out and stuff like that. And so I was telling myself mentally, wow, is this how it will feel? And I was just shaking because I couldn't help myself, and I knew this was just going to be an operation and not an execution. But I felt myself shaking, picturing myself as if this was how it's going to feel as an execution. And so I think in that regard, that'll be kind of a relief, knowing that I'll no longer be, you know, facing an execution.
How many appeals do you have left? I mean,
this
how far?
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
How much?
Well, I'm in the district court, so I would have the district court, then the Ninth Circuit, and then possibly the U.S. Supreme Court. And they could always find something to bring me back, it seems like. And that's one of the things about a death sentence. There are so many appeals that can take place. So if hold on a second. Okay. And they just went by counting.
I'm sorry?
They just came by counting.
What does that mean?
They're checking and counting. Like I told you about the half-hour thing, they're doing it right now.
So they're doing it every half hour?
Yeah.
So wonder what that is. I mean, where are you going to go?
I think it's just something that they, just kind of double-checking and worried about something they don't really need to be worried about, but that's how it goes sometimes.
Do you think there'll be, if 34 passes, there'll be like a certain change on North Seg where you're living on death row? Do you think there will be like a relief?
I'm looking forward to finding out if that is the case.
How will you find out?
I'm hoping that, maybe next week they'll tell us, what rules we might be able to follow that's more along main line versus, condemned conditions.
So you think there might be changes that are relatively soon rather than having to wait a long time?
Yeah, there could be, yeah.
Mm.
But then again, it could be appealed. I hear there's a process where they could appeal the election results, and that might take 6 months. So it may make it, keep things exactly the same for 6 months.
Are there men on North Seg that have lost all of their appeals, that they've exhausted everything?
Sure.
And are if you're sitting on death row and having exhausted all of your appeals, this might be your last chance.
Exactly, exactly.
How are they feeling about it?
Pretty good about the election. And 'cause the last I've heard that it sounds like it's more likely to pass than not pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one poll, shows that there's been an increase in the number of people that say they might vote for it rather than not vote for it.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. It must be kind of tense. I mean, just not knowing and also being locked up where you don't have access to the Internet or... So
this
do you think tomorrow...
This call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
Do you think on Wednesday morning, like, you'll get up? And what's the earliest you have access to the phones?
Well, we get out at 7:30 if they unlock us on time. But I don't get the phone for a while.
Why is that?
We have set times for our phone times. And so...
You have 120 seconds left on this call.
Because we have 34 people, we have to share the phone, and the easiest way to do it is having a set time to make our telephone calls.
Well, Mike, if you could, I really appreciate. I'm glad you called. I've been kind of wondering how things are going up there. If you could just keep in touch with me, call me whenever you have access.
The 7th.
I'm sorry. Yeah, even tomorrow, if you could give me a call tomorrow. I don't know if you have the phone tomorrow, but if you could give me...
I don't get the phone on Tuesdays.
If there's anybody who has the phone on Tuesday, like Curtis or anybody else on North Seg, that you could ask them to give me a call so that I could ask them how things are going, and then
okay.
To call me first, the first person that has the phone on Wednesday morning, if you could ask them to call me, I'd really appreciate it so we know how things are going.
You have 60 seconds. Left on this call.
Okay, I'll definitely work on that.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so you hang in there.
All right, thank you.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, I guess that's it. I just want to, you know, thank you, and it was nice talking to you.
You too.
And you take care.
Oh, tell everyone on North Seg that my story airs tonight on North Seg at 5 o'clock on 91.7.
Oh, okay.
5 o'clock tonight on 91.7
right.
FM.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll do that.
All right.
Do that.
All right.
Okay, Nancy.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye.